Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today we're traveling cross-country to the prairies. I've got an excellent interview feature on tap for you this evening with Regina's Footwork. This duo is another sample of great Canadian talent on display, and we will get to that shortly, but first let's check out this episode's Tracks of the Week. The first one is a banging tech house track with an amazing sample from Shirley Ellis's Clapping Song. This is 3-6-9.
In a little boat.
Okay, two great tracks of the week on offer there. Italian producers Igor S and T78 served up Acid, which is out now on Autocone Records, and that was preceded by Ango's track 369. Both of those are out now wherever you buy your tracks. On to the feature for tonight's episode. Footwork are bubbling under and making a name for themselves across Western Canada. I was fortunate to be able to interview them a few weeks back. Here we talk about the Regina scene cooking in the studio and growing their brand. The lead track is titled Amore. Full track list and a selection of Footwork weblinks can be found on Technoprogressivo's Facebook page. This is DJ Wah speaking to Spencer and Josh. Together they are Footwork. Saskatchewan-based, they've been producing and DJing for the past decade. With releases on Rock Bottom, Westwood, and Tiesto's Black Hole Recordings, just to name a few, they are bubbling under and have definitely made a mark on the scene. Their latest release is a remix of the Future Funk Squad's track Blow. That dropped back in December on Low Ceiling and is available wherever you buy your music. Recently, they were crowned Saskatchewan's Electronic Artist of the Year. Congrats to them for that. It's my pleasure to be speaking to them. This is Footwork. So kicking things off here, how do you define your sound?
Since Josh and I formed the project late 2019 together, and as you said, producing and DJing separately before that, our sound has definitely evolved over that time period. Initially, we kind of were really caught up in how fun it was and just making music that, you know, was good to our ears and just what was fun. Over the years, we kind of defined our brand going from one genre to the next. But now as you listen to our music and our catalog over the last probably 2 years, really defined and honed in our sound. And I think that people are hearing Footwork Records left and right, and they know that that's our sound now. Josh, any comment?
Oh, just try to make music that we enjoy, fun, fast, stuff you like here in the club. That's how I'd describe it.
Thank you.
Okay, and then going back in time, can either of you think of a couple of tracks that really hooked you on this music?
It's weird. I actually came from a family that grew up on more blues and rock music. My family's huge Prince fans, so I was around music early in my life and listened to a lot of that genre. And getting captivated into the dance music was honestly more just kind of getting into the fitness world and exercising and having that upbeat music around me that way. The toe tapping and all the finger tapping that comes with listening to dance music. And then I got myself involved in DJing early, shortly after that. So definitely for me, nothing specific in terms of dance music records that tied me in, but just my early involvement with music more than anything.
Okay, where in Regina and the rest of Saskatchewan are you finding an opportunity to share your music?
Around Regina, where we live, the scene is tight-knit, but it's very small. And what I mean by that is the small community of people that are involved in dance music are very well involved and very positive. So we have a really strong scene here that way. It's not, you know, large by any means, but the people that are involved are there consistently. So there's one specific nightclub that we play at frequently, usually quarterly, four times a year. And it's usually when Rumpus actually comes through. It's called The Lounge, and it's a place that's, you know, the most underground, stripped back type of nightclub you can imagine. The community here brings in their own equipment and they outfit it with their own systems and their own lights and stuff. And I think that's really a testament to the passion that is within this community. So Josh and I are really proud of the ties that we have to Saskatchewan. Although again, like, it is small, it's something that we are really happy to be a part of. And we've maintained and created some really great networks out in Alberta. So we consistently are going out to Calgary and playing at some of the premier nightclubs there, Rated Ultra Lounge, and working on some behind the scenes items right now with some other big festivals. You may be seeing our name on a couple other festivals in Saskatchewan, as well as out in Alberta this summer, and maybe out in the East Coast as well. We'll be right back.
should have known.
Okay, let's look at how you make music. Which DAW do you use when you're producing?
I'm on Ableton.
Oh, that's how I learned on. The workflow just works for me. I sit down and sometimes you can write something, you can get something down really easy, and sometimes it takes takes a week. It's a weird process sometimes.
And then do you generally use the Ableton stock VSTs, or do you like to bring a lot of external stuff and possibly your own hardware into the production process as well?
I use a lot of them. I make most of my basses just with Ableton's operator synth, and I use a lot of their stock stuff. There's always I have Serum. I have some synth emulations that I like to use and just to get more of a hardware kind of sound sometimes, more analog-y kind of feel.
This is Cassian.
Hey guys, Sherry Coulson here.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Honey Love.
This is Azeka, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
We'll be right back.
Okay, you touched on this a little bit earlier on. When you are producing tracks, what's the process that you use when you're making them? Are you generally inspired by something that sends you to the studio, or are you in the studio and then you just kind of muddle around and see what that leads to? And then even collaboratively, how did the two of you work together? Is one of you better at certain elements and vice versa?
Basically, I sit down, I don't have any ideas in my brain, and just cook. try to cook. Sometimes it's my process. I try to get some drums going, maybe get a bass line going, and then I send to Spencer, and he'll either just say this is pretty cool or gives me some honest truths.
Yeah, that's the best way of putting it. Like, I mean, Josh usually works best alone. He starts off the initial idea, and then once he bounces out something that he feels is worthy, then we get collaborative from there. And there's been times where we're sitting working together and the ideas don't flow as nicely because his head's in a different spot than mine is, or with the way my brain works, I'm 10 steps ahead of where he is and we want to go with it. And he's processing that obviously in his head too, but the way my brain works is it's got to be right now. So it's better that, you know, for the collaborative portion, that he gets the ideas down, and then when he has an idea that he feels is, you know, worthy to share collaboratively, then we kind of dive into, you know, the nitty-gritty of where we want to go with it from there.
Okay, what elements of production were challenging for you when you first started doing it, and how did you navigate your way out of that?
All of it. It takes a while, just getting to know, picking everything up. That's what I found difficult. It took a long time. It's taken years to finally just release something that I'm happy to release.
Yeah, it's a very steep learning curve. Like, we were on a FaceTime last night. I was asking him questions about mastering and just kind of what he feels is the best process, because we just got a couple records back. Obviously, our ears are really strong components or sensory of our body, but some things that I find I can hear or I don't hear, and same with Josh, and we were just kind of talking about the process. And so we were texting about it, and then eventually he just called me, and we just, you know, it's little conversations like that where I find Josh is a really good teacher for me that way. He learns a lot differently than I do. He can sit and read a book about how this works, whereas I need the hands-on portion of it for him to kind of walk me through how that all looks. And it's really been an amazing collaborative process that way.
Let's look at DJing as a duo. How do you approach that whole thing? One song back to back, or some other iteration of that?
I'm kind of a fireball of energy, and Josh and I, when we get together, definitely, you know, make that fireball a little bigger. So for the most part, I'm always scheming and planning out music that we want to incorporate into our sets that more or less works around the music that we're creating. We're definitely on a portion right now where I would say probably at least 70% of our sets is our music. And I think that's a really strong outcome for how long we've been doing this. And the confidence that we have in our music now. So when we step on the stage, we've got everything keyed out. And for the most part, we've got a roadmap of where we want to go. But, you know, as DJs, we got to make changes on the fly and see how the crowd's reacting to that. So there's a lot of communication. And when we're up there, we're talking lots and, you know, figuring out what we're going to do next. So for the most part, it's more or less a back-to-back. You know, we operate on either, you know, I operate on the two left-hand CDJs and he's on the two on the right. And if we want to change how we mix out a track, then suddenly we kind of verbalize to each other as we go.
She leaves the club, that's when I get the FOMO. That girl is a no-no, she posing all the photos. But when she leaves the club, that's when I get the FOMO. That girl is a no-no, 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 no-no.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
We are at the halfway point, and you are listening to the Footwork interview here on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah, and the station is 101.9 CITR. That half of the interview wrapped up with their track FOMO, a collaboration with TKO. Full track list and a selection of Footwork web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Part 2 starts off with a record called Kick It. Okay, considering your DJ sets are 70-ish% your own music, are those generally tracks that never see the light of day, or are you good sharing that kind of stuff with other artists?
Actually, for the most part, we're pretty generous with showing our music, to be honest with you. A lot of the times we were really excited about something we finished, and we just finished up an edit with our friends from Edmonton, Rise of the Jellyfish, for Gunna's track, Fuck You Mean. So we're really excited about that. We already shared that around with some other DJs and got some really great support on that. So for the most part, you know, we like to keep some secrets, but for the music, honestly, it's pretty cool sharing around with other people, and it's a language you all speak. So I think that as we, you know, get into this a little further, we got some records that are kind of sitting in the vault right now that are probably going to stay a little more hushed for now, just so that, you know, we don't share it all. But for the most part, we're pretty generous with what we're sharing around.
Okay, what makes your DJ set stand out?
If you watch Josh and I play a set, we're always moving. We're both usually fully covered in sweat by the end of it. You know, we're those types of DJs that we try and keep everything as flawless and clean as possible, but we're the guys that are moving around and having fun, where we try not to keep our heads down when we're performing. We want to be able to engage with those in the crowd, and we want to be able to be approachable. We want to be the people that are just like anybody else. We're not any different or above anyone else just because we're the ones playing the music. That's something we have a strong passion for, and if you can share a moment with somebody, that's what we're going to do.
Of you tell me one or two tracks that you've made that you're most proud of producing.
Oh baby, Josh, I'll let you go first. I think you know my answers to these ones. They may be a little different than yours.
It's hard to say, but I've been really proud of the latest stuff. Like that Blow remix that was something that I was so happy when it came back, when we got finished with it. I still listen to it, and I hear these songs so much when I'm making them too. So I usually don't have this feeling where I can just sit down and listen to them and just enjoy them. But I'm really proud with our latest stuff, really.
Yeah, I think I was sounding like a broken record over and over to Josh, but ever since we started this project, I've been a longtime fan of James Hype and Stereo Hype over the years. But I was traveling in Europe in 2016, and James Hype was kind of more or less not really on the forefront, but actually I think, you know, he was trying to break through, and at the time he'd only had 2,000 followers, and that was before Josh and I had ever formed. But I was traveling in Europe and he was playing, and I DM'd him and said, you know, my friends and I want to come watch you play. He messaged us back and put us on the guest list, and it was just a really cool experience to see, you know, somebody go from what I would consider this, where Josh and I are right now, at, you know, relatively small growth, and then watch him grow over these years. And now at this point, we have a record on his label, which is a dream come true for me. So when we had sent over Mi Corazon with our friend Guest 2 from Calgary, we had manifested from the beginning that this was a record that James Hype would sign. We've always been very persistent with what we do. We got an email back saying, hey, we actually listened to it again after, you know, hearing from you. We want to sign this record. So being persistent and following up and just checking in, it doesn't hurt. A lot of us are living very busy lives. One last chance, one last kick at it is going to be worth it for you. It's put us through a lot of incredible situations where we've had records that we strongly believed in and records getting picked up by huge reputable labels for us.
Techno house en mi corazón.
Okay, looking into that crystal ball, what is your vision for Footwork as you continue to go forward both in production and DJing?
I mean, our dream is obviously to make this a full-time thing. Josh and I both work full-time jobs and we do this full-time on the side. So this is definitely something that we want to do full-time and pay our bills with it and be able to do it and be able to pursue that. But, you know, again, that doesn't happen without continuing to work at it the way we have been. So crystal ball, been looking into it every day since we started this, and again with 2024 upon us and kind of the steamboat that we had to finish the year with the getting Electronic Artist of the Year, signing a remix to Don't Blink's label Low Ceiling, signed to Stereo Hype, we've now created incredible networks through social media, and it's gonna put us in some different spots this year. So I guess that's the best way of saying it, is that we want to be on the big stage, we want to play in the nightclubs, with the small nightclubs, wherever it may be, Footwork wants to go there.
You see how the way my crew go in. You see my crew when we roll in. You see the style we roll in. You see the style we roll in. You see how the way my crew go in. You see my crew when we roll in. You see the style we roll in. You see the style we roll in. We'll be right back.
question for you here. Is there anything you'd like to promote right now?
We have a plethora of music coming out here. We have a ton of free music coming for you guys, which is, early news here. We got an edit of Tate McRae's Greedy coming out on Rock Bottom on February 9th. And that's going to be free download. That's one that we've been really pursuing a lot of pop music for our edits right now. That's something that Josh loves and I've grown to love too. So we got that coming. And then we got a bunch of other signed records coming on. What do we got here? Three in March, which is wild. Two in April, and then a couple others that we got coming. But for the most part, if you're listening, we want to definitely connect with you through all socials. Follow us at Footwork Music and hit us a DM. We'll be happy to connect with you. Another thing that, you know, Josh and I want to say is that everything we do is in-house. We don't outsource any of our stuff. No social media, no videos, nothing. That's all done by us. Everything you hear, everything you see is done by Josh and I. We're looking for representation. So if there's anybody out there that would like to meet with us, we'd be happy to meet with you guys.
Dresden from Gabriel and Dresden.
This is Nala.
Hey, this is Lubelski.
This is Neil Hoffman.
Hi, this is Mark Knight, and you're checking out Techno Progressivo.
This has been Footwork. A selection of their tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, Juno Download, and Bandcamp. As well, a full list of their web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Thank you very much for doing this.
I'll do it here.
This is Footwork, and you've been listening to Techno Progressivo.
Lightning strike, thunderclap low. Wine shake down, make your shack low. X is packed, I'm at the back, no. On the bomb, any rhythm, I'm on my bomb blow. Take them back with sound electro. Futuristic, switch the retro. Breakers pop, lock and let go. On the bomb, any rhythm, I'm on my bomb blow.
Stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Footwork for agreeing to interview. It was a pleasure to interview them. The underground scene in Canada is thriving. These guys are making unique tracks. I'd encourage you to follow their socials to keep up with their gigs, new tracks, and whatever else they are up to. Footwork Music is the Instagram handle. Their latest track, Blow, closed out the interview and can be had wherever you buy your tracks. Full track list and a selection of their web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Head over there to find out more about the mind behind the music. If you've enjoyed the show and want to hear it again, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at citr.ca or Apple Podcasts to give this one another spin or to hear more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by. Keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and of course, SoundCloud. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set those controls in the time machine for this episode's Track from the Past. For this one, we're going to hop back one decade in time to 2014 to showcase some proggy sounds from Umek's 1605 label. This is the French legend Sebastian Ledger. Enjoy this, and I'll see you back here next time.